na 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 na. Yellow laces out Finkel Show back again on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It is Tuesday, November 27th. This is the Laces Out Finkel Show, like I just said. I am your favorite amateur podcaster. I am still an unrestricted, soon to be signed, hopefully, we'll see, unrestricted beer league free agent, retired softball legend, 3-point middle school co-city champ extraordinaire. I'm a Civic driver. I'm a Honda lover. That's a development. What else am I? I'm here for you to entertain the masses. It's a pretty slow day in sports, so we'll get around to that. I got a special little thing for you today. Got a continuing trend. I got a continuing story that we covered a while ago. We're gonna dive right back into that. But before we get into it, I do have a couple of, you know, promotional things to drop, because that's what one does in this situation. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at LacesOutFinkel. And I have a Patreon, patreon.com/LacesOutFinkel. If you give $5 today per month, I think that's how it works, you know, because I'm so professional. $5 gets you a very special, one-of-a-kind podcast sent directly to you. We'll figure out how we're going to do that. I'm just winging it. Chicken wing. It's a buy one, get one at Buffalo Wild Wings today. That's a name drop sponsor that I hope one day I have. How great would that be? Chicky chicky nug nugs every day. Anywho, if you go to patreon.com/lacesoutfinkel, donate $5 a month, get a $5 special podcast sent directly to you about whatever topic you want me to talk about. Doesn't have to have anything to do with sports. It can. I prefer it. I'm better at that. But it doesn't have to. It's completely up to you. If you want me to talk about Starbucks, I'll talk about Starbucks to the best of my abilities. So, www, since no one says that anymore, patreon.com/lacesoutfinkel. Look it up, and once we make it to 250, I'm going to do a movie review podcast special extravaganza. So I'm going to do that. We're going to go over which movie I'm going to do here in probably a couple, I would say, I'm hoping that I make that 250 mark in a month. I think it's a pretty lofty goal, but I, you know, dare to dream, am I right? So yeah, like I was saying, not really a lot going on in sports. You had Monday Night Football, but it was the Texans and the Titans, and, you know, I don't mean to sound like it doesn't matter, but it didn't matter to me. The Texans won. Whoop-dee-doo. Deshaun Watson was my quarterback for fantasy football and played like garbage for the first three games, so I got rid of him. They've won 8 games since. They're the first team to do that ever, to go 0-3 and then win the next 8 games. But again, with what I spoke about yesterday, about the Cowboys not being able to beat what arguably are the top three teams, the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs, it's slowly becoming apparent that whoever is the hot hand in the league is the one that wins. Look at Philadelphia last year. They were the hot hand. They were the hot team. What happened to them this year? Splat. So it's just all about whoever the hot hand is, really. But we'll see. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I just did not care about Monday Night Football yesterday. Plus, when you come off the game like Los Angeles versus Kansas City, it's really difficult to care about what's going on the next Monday Night Football. If you know that, like we were talking about, that was one of the most entertaining games of all time, football-wise. At least one of the most entertaining games that I can remember in a very long time. But to digress, It's just really tough to come and have people care, because even though you have a team that's it's now 8-3, sorry, but it's like I don't. It's toilets. It doesn't matter to me. So, anywho, let's just jump into what I want to talk about today. If you guys remember, dating back about 2.5-3 weeks ago, I started going over a list of the 25 most hated athletes. Said I was going to do them 5 at a time, but 19 through, I think, 15, I mean, they're you know why they're hated. But I feel like if we go 19 through 10, then we're really going to get somewhere. A lot of these players, you have heard, every single one of these players you've heard of. With 19 being probably the least recognizable to millennials, because he didn't necessarily win a lot. So, anyway, let's, I mean, we'll just kind of get into it, I guess. The 19th on the 25 most hated list. You guys can follow along with me if you want. If you want to look ahead and cheat. Ironically enough, this is from a website called CheatSheet.com. CheatSheet.com. And this is the 25 most hated athletes. We're going to number 19. Latrell Sprewell. Now, if you guys remember Latrell Sprewell, he was around for the Minnesota Timberwolves back when they had those amazing jerseys with the actual wolf on it. Played with the likes of, I believe, what's his name again? Oh, boy, this is embarrassing. Because I had this guy's jersey. He was number 21. Oh, man. Kevin Garnett. Wow. That's pretty sad of me. I'm a little distracted. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I have the movie Shaolin Soccer playing in the background. If you have not seen Shaolin Soccer, it is on Netflix. It is a Japanese film, so it is subtitled. The graphics, the movie plot, and the storyline are hilarious. Go watch it. Enjoy it. Anywho, Latrell Sprewell is number 19. Choked his coach once, PJ Carlissimo. He was placed under house arrest because of road rage. He showed up to training camp when he was traded to the New York Knicks with a broken hand. Never gave any explanation for it. Probably punched something. And basically, he ended his career over money. And that basically made him look like a selfish prick. So, number 19. Okay. Thanks for that, random. Number 19. Latrell Sprewell. Number 18. See, number 18, I don't think is worldwide as hated as some of these athletes are. But there is a documentary on this particular athlete and a celebrity going back and forth. So, without further ado, Reggie Miller, number 18, most hated athlete of all time. It was because of the way he acted on the court. Let's be honest. He was a show-off. He put up there was that one time that he put up 8 points in 9 seconds, which I don't think he's ever done or anyone else has ever done before or after. And if you've seen the documentary, it's him and Spike Lee are the ones that he kind of is the celebrity that he had a spat with. So, if you remember or if you've seen the documentary about this, he scored those points and then he looked at Spike Lee, put his hands around his neck away at Madison Square Garden and let everyone, mostly, notably Spike Lee, know you choked. So, I mean, that you're asking for heat. So, I don't know. I don't really have a lot of hate for Reggie Miller. I don't think I was really part... I didn't really care too much for basketball at that point in my life. I was way too young to really be invested in it. I was mostly just like, those jerseys are cool. I want that one. So, I don't know. Doesn't really... Number 18, Reggie Miller. I don't really necessarily hate him, but what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Number 17, I know you guys are just clamoring for me to tell you, number 17, Dennis Rodman. And you want to know what? I don't really hate this guy, but I can see why everyone does. Dennis Rodman played with the Bad Boys. as they were, the Detroit Pistons from the 90s. And, I mean, if you there's another documentary, an ESPN documentary on that, about just how rough that team was. He was disliked by pretty much everyone around the world. So you had that. And then he was, I mean, you want to talk about flashy. Let's talk about the time he dressed up as a woman before that was cool, I guess. He kicked the cameraman once. He did whatever he wanted. But, I mean, he's got a handful of championship rings. So maybe it's because he won. There was a time that he was with the Mavericks, and that was an embarrassment and a joke. Shout out to Lamar Odom. And then, as previously stated, Rajon Rondo. Yeah. Tell me about it. So Dennis Rodman, number 15. 17. Going wrong ways. So I love the fact that they brought up in this story that
it's because of his crazy hair colors and he covered his bodies in tattoos.
They do say at that time that was abnormal. He would fit in so well with the NBA today that it would, I mean, literally him dressing up as a woman in today's NBA, especially after the Dwight Howard debacle over the weekend, which I'm not going to necessarily get into. I know I had a couple of people ask me if this was something I was going to cover, and I thought about it because if you haven't heard the story, just go to Twitter if you have it, or just go online, but Twitter has become kind of the joking part of it. Go to Twitter and type in Dwight Howard, and then get back to me. Just trust me on this. Just get back to me. So it was a wild weekend for Dwight Howard. Let's just put it like that. Dwight Howard this weekend would make Dennis Rodman look like an absolute saint. A GD saint. So, look up Dwight Howard's weekend. Trust me. Just do it! Number 16. Now, this guy, literally his face alone is enough reason to hate him. Oh, man. So, at number 16, Jay Cutler. You want to talk about a pouty-faced, just boo-hoo, something's always wrong, but there's never enough for him to show any emotion. The Bears traded away Kyle Orton, and it says here several draft picks to the Broncos in 2009 for Jay Cutler. I mean, and then he just became a disappointment from there. The first season was another yeah. 'Twas an utter failure. So, the next season, did okay. Went to the NFC Championship. He hurt his knee in the game. They lost to the Packers. And then basically from then on out, the Bears fans just hated him. The Bears fans are unforgiving. And they have Bears. They're unforgiving. So, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, we're going to hate you forever. Forever. Now, I want to say that he's kind of become more of a cult hero as of recent. I think he's on a reality show where he just basically shows, surprise, surprise, zero emotion or desire to do anything with the girl that he's dating or his wife. So that kind of makes up for the fact that he was extremely nonchalant while playing the game of football and getting paid for it. So, number 15 is someone very near and dear to our hearts here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. None other than Alex Rodriguez. I'm just going to keep playing it. Ugh. What a dick. I only say that because I am a Rangers fan. Duh. And just the way that the whole debacle with him was treated when he was a Texas Ranger, with the steroids and what is arguably the worst contract in baseball of all time. It was the richest contract in history for baseball at that moment. And he only gave us three solid seasons before we got rid of him, which we basically just paid him to go play for the Yankees. I will say we did get a little of our comeuppance. We got a revenge on him. He was the person that struck out to Neftali Feliz for the Rangers to go to their first World Series ever, which I still have a picture of. I look at it fondly, and I remember, oh, that was fun when we were almost World Series champions twice, but then we just didn't do it, and now we are slowly but surely spiraling out of control, and look, guess what? Our manager doesn't know how to run the team. Seems to be an ongoing trend here in the Dallas sports area. With the exception of Mark Cuban and Tom Gagliardi right now. But we'll see. A-Rod has patched himself up quite a bit with his commentating. His personality behind a desk is much more likable than that of a personality on the field. I mean, just... I hate him so much on the field. I really don't mind him as a commentator. I will say that. But as a player, you're a dick. You are a douchebag. So, number 15, A-Rod. Number 14, now this one is going to split people down the middle because I know that some of my beautiful, wonderful fans, I just say that because I know that my friends sometimes listen to this, so... That being said, this one goes out to you. Baby. Number 14 is Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant. Now, I can understand why personally you don't like him. Because he was accused of sexual assault of a 19-year-old girl. He cheated on his wife. I mean, I don't know about him now because he's relatively stayed out of the limelight for the most part, but he was not a likable person because he did terrible, terrible things. He was not a good role model. He, you know, which ironically enough, LeBron James higher up on this list. LeBron James is a halfway decent role model, does a lot for his community and so on and so forth, but Kobe Bryant, not so much. Randomly changed his number halfway through his career. He forced the Charlotte Hornets to trade him to LA. So, it's just, I don't know. His arrogant style of play, his I'm better than everyone, holier than thou attitude, which sometimes was rightfully justified. But Kobe's just not a likable guy about 60 to 70% of the time. You know, the whole Black Mamba mentality, everything of that sort. He just didn't... I don't know. I'm on the fence about him because there are sometimes when I watch him and I go, damn, that dude is like... He's infectious on the court. Just watching him and his attitude and like him... interacting with like Dirk and all those kind of things, and I don't know, but when you drive a guy like Shaquille O'Neal out of town because you're a bad teammate and you're selfish, it all just shows that, I don't know, it's hard to really, really like you. And it's ironic because he's number 14. Number 13, and I'm gonna use this again. And it makes so much more sense because number 13 is Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens. Terrell Owens.
That's my quarterback.
The dude has skill. There is absolutely no doubt. But this is not about skill. This is about attitude. Terrell Owens is such a douchebag. He's always been a douchebag. He talks poorly about most of his quarterbacks. Specifically Donovan McNabb. the irony, the fact that he played for the Cowboys after he went and was the first person to get knocked out by George Tui, because he went on the Star and posed on the Star and did not go over well with anybody. So that was a pretty ballsy move. He's a diva. He takes away from the game. He's all about me, 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 me. And it even showed to the teams he played for. He played for the 49ers, the Eagles, the Cowboys, just the Bengals. Me, 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 me. So it's not hard to see why he's on this list. Number 12, he's on this list because he's not a good person off the field. And that's big, bad bathroom stall Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger is a pretty successful quarterback. I mean, I'm pretty sure that there's a couple Super Bowls in there, thanks to old Big Ben, but he's been accused of rape from, like, multiple women, and this says here, in the court of the public opinion, it's pretty much sealed his fate. He's not a likable person. He's easily one of the most disliked athletes in the world because of the rape allegations, and, I mean, God, it's so hard to believe that some of these idiots get involved in that kind of, just that mishap. You're a professional football player and a millionaire, but you don't know what no means. So that's pretty sad. Doesn't seem to be a good leader, or wasn't a good leader. Now, things can change, and people can change. So I'm hoping that he's turned it around. Because Le'Veon Bell sure as hell wasn't a good leader. Because he no won't play no football for the Steelers no more. He literally took his ball and went home. To the tune of like $18 million. Oof. But, yeah, Big Ben. Not a likable person. Number 11, I particularly hate this guy. Because, to me, he is a joke to the entire sport that he represents. And that would be one, a Floyd Mayweather Jr. Thanks, folks. I'll be here all day. I don't like Floyd Mayweather Jr. He's a douchebag. He's a jerk. He's a woman beater. He can't even read. And to me, I don't like boxing. I'm going to be completely honest with you. I would pick MMA over boxing any day of the week. Floyd Mayweather Jr. is a big reason why I don't like boxing and I don't respect it. Because to him, it's not about going out there looking for a fight. To him, it's about going out there and running from a fight. He dances around the ring, avoiding contact, which I know I've talked to some people about it, and it's a strategy. And that's fine. But guess what? It's a chicken shit strategy. And people don't care for him because of it. Boxing is already struggling because of MMA and its fandom. I think HBO just dropped boxing from their playlist because it wasn't resonating enough viewers. It wasn't touching people the way that it used to. It wasn't gaining traction. People just didn't care. People don't care. Yeah, you had Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor in one of the arguably most purchased pay-per-views of all time. But that wasn't because of Floyd Mayweather. That was because Conor McGregor is a showman, and he knows how to put on a show. Floyd Mayweather just sits around and tosses money around, and yeah, he's made a boatload of money. But it doesn't change the fact that he's a dickhead. So, Floyd Mayweather, to me, is what's wrong with boxing. Boxing in its heyday had guys, to me, in my opinion, which my opinion doesn't really matter because I'm only 31. So the real heyday of boxing, I don't even think I was alive for Muhammad Ali, George Foreman, guys of that caliber. But boxing, to what I can remember, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, These are the guys that would... Lennox Lewis, Vladimir Klitschko. These are guys that go in there and they fight. Knock down, drag out, fights. Yes, there is strategy involved, but it's a fight. Floyd Mayweather, his strategy is run! No, don't get hurt! He punches hard, he's gonna get me! Floyd Mayweather's a coward. He's what's wrong with boxing. He's the reason, I hope he is the reason that boxing goes away. And that's where I'm going to leave today. Floyd Mayweather, you're a dickhead. I don't like you. A lot of negativity today. Rawr, so much negativity. So yeah, that's the Laces Out Finkel Show. You know the drill. Follow me. Instagram, Twitter, at Laces Out Finkel. Hit me up on Patreon, patreon.com/lacesoutfinkel. I love your faces so much. Thanks for all the support, reaching out. If you guys have any topics you want me to talk about, donate $5 and I'll talk about it directly to you. It'll almost be as you have a permanent conversation between us. patreon.com/lacesoutfinkel. Be good to each other and have a wonderful day.